This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping the local area. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builder Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
All right, afternoon. Thanks for being here. We're going to talk about NeighborWorks Umpqua today. And Erica Mills, the CEO, in with us this afternoon. How are you doing today?
I'm well, thanks. Thanks for having me, Kyle.
Yeah, so talk about, first of all, at the front end, we haven't talked to you for probably a year and a half in person. And just remind people what NeighborWorks Umpqua is all about, what it does.
Yeah, absolutely. NeighborWorks Umpqua is a private, nonprofit organization that provides quality, affordable housing, community development, property management, financial services, education, and advocacy for community members and residents in the southwest five counties of Oregon, primarily Douglas, Coos, and Curry County.
And talk about how long it's been around, how it got started.
Yes. So we started around the early 90s, about 1991, as a collaboration between Douglas County and UCAM. And the intention was to increase the stock of affordable housing in Douglas County. And we've done that. Currently, we operate about 685 units of affordable housing throughout the southwest region of Oregon. And then in about 2002, we joined the NeighborWorks America Network. So that gave us access to additional funding and some technical assistance to increase the programs that we provide. So at that point is really when we grew out the homeownership services, the financial coaching, and that sort of thing. And then in 2007, we started our property management entity, Umpqua Community Property Management, that managed exclusively our units. And just at the beginning of this year, we officially merged our property management company with NeighborWorks Umpqua. So now we're one happy family serving all of our residents together in a more unified, synergistic fashion.
So really, sounds like there's a lot going on.
There is, yes, a lot going on. We're really trying to focus on helping our community members recover from COVID. There's been a lot of economic impact from the pandemic in the community at large, but also within the residents of our properties. So we're working really hard to bring the resources to them to help our residents and our community members overcome the challenges that they've experienced over the last few years.
So around the country, are NeighborWorks usually as diverse as this one is?
We are one of the most diverse. The lines of business that we offer, the housing development, the property management, financial coaching, home ownership services, are all typical NeighborWorks America endeavors, but not very many of the NeighborWorks network actually do all of those. And, you know, we serve about 25% of the state's geography. So we feel like it's a really important duty for us to provide that to as many residents as we can.
And talk about you took over a while back, but you'd been there longer.
Yes. I started in 2019 as the director of the Homeownership Center. So I was overseeing all of our housing counseling and home repair programs. And then in September of 2021, I was promoted to CEO in the midst of a leadership transition.
And how do you pay for all these programs with so much going on? Talk about how that works.
That's a great question and a very common question. The bulk of our funding comes from Oregon Housing and Community Services for various specific programs, either for a specific property development or rehab, or specific programs such as down payment assistance or housing counseling. We also get funding from various national entities like Housing and Urban Development, sometimes the U.S. Treasury. There's a variety of different program-specific funding sources. And the NeighborWorks America, through congressional allocation, provides a lot of backbone sort of funding to help cover the operations of the organization and fill some of those gaps that maybe the program-specific grants don't support.
Now, in our news today, there was an announcement of a recent grant at the federal level about housing from Senators Wyden and Berkeley. They put a release out over the weekend. Talk about that.
Yeah. So that was very exciting to get that news. Wyden's office called me last week to let me know that the allocation had been determined. And it's always wonderful and exciting to get that funding through NeighborWorks America and the congressional allocations. It's a very vital funding source for us to be able to continue to deliver on our mission and help meet the needs of our community in the way that our community needs that need met, rather than having to follow the specific rules of all of the individual grants that we work with. So it gives us a little bit of extra flexibility, and we're always grateful to Senators Ron Wyden and Jeff Merkley for their continued advocacy and support of affordable housing and all the programs that we provide.
So with all these things going on, how many staff do you have?
We have about 45 staff today.
And how does that compare with a few years ago?
About 2 years ago, we had around 70 staff. Through the pandemic, we've had to make a few changes, adjustments, I'll say, to accommodate the changes in our funding sources and the changing needs of our communities. So 45 feels like it's about right. We are hiring for a couple positions, so you can go to our website to look for those or certainly call our office. But we're looking for some help in our real estate development department and our accounting department. We're looking for a controller, and we're always looking for property managers.
So with that large a drop in staff, does that mean you're actually doing less?
No, I would say we're not doing less. We're just working smarter, not harder. So we're really focusing on making sure that we're delivering excellent outcomes on everything that we do, and that we're layering the programs that we offer so that our customers and our community members get the best of everything. So instead of targeting just one program, we're making sure that they have access to everything. And that helps us serve our customers best, but it also provides a little efficiencies and economy of scale for us. So I would say that we're doing as much or more than before. We're just doing it in a much smarter way that is arguably more helpful to our community.
No, I know. Historically, just watching things around the community, you work with a lot of different organizations, partnerships, and kind of collaborate together. Talk about some of that.
Yeah, we've made a really strong effort in the last year or so to make sure that we are engaging with our partners, because we feel that that synergy or that working with a partner really helps to build a strong sense of community, but it also helps the individual participant or the family participant in a much more impactful way. So in one of the partnerships we have is with Cow Creek Tribe, and they are running some programs with some tribal members that then are concurrently enrolled in our programs. So we're offering financial coaching and a match savings plan that helps to boost the benefits from the Cow Creek Tribe program, for example. We're also working with Umpqua Valley Disabilities Network to provide rental assistance for residents of our properties that experienced some financial challenges due to COVID that are also experiencing disabilities. So that helps to give a little extra rental assistance boost for those folks that may be struggling. And then another area that's been pretty fun and exciting is several institutions of higher education, in particular Umpqua Community College, but others around the state and nation even, have reached out to us for internship opportunities. So we have about 4 interns right now from various educational institutions in all areas of our operation. And it's just really exciting to see those individuals learn and grow and contribute tremendously to our program, which then they can take back to their learning in school and to whatever endeavors they go to beyond. So it's a double win for us.
One of the programs that I know is really tied in with the federal level is a home repair program that you do. Explain how that works.
Yes, this is a community development block grant program, which is a federally funded program that is the city of Roseburg actually won this award, and we are delivering for them the home repair grant. So we are assisting homeowners in Douglas County and the city of Roseburg for home repair projects up to about $15,000. And these repairs are for health and safety needs primarily. So we might help build ramps for access. We might help repair some rotting floorboards or energy efficiency upgrades. Roof replacement or repair is a really common one. So any Roseburg and Douglas County residents that are low income, and you can call our office or visit our website to learn what that is, any Douglas and Roseburg residents can connect with us, get their name on the waiting list, and we will help connect you with a contractor to get that work done and pay for it up to $15,000. Now, we also need more contractors that are interested in participating in this program. We pay the normal wage, you bid it out, and the only difference is that rather than being paid directly from the homeowner, you'd get paid from NeighborWorks Umpqua, and our staff would help ensure that the project moves smoothly and that communication is effective. So if you are a contractor, licensed and bonded, particularly if you are an emerging business or a female or minority-owned business, please contact our office or visit our website. We'd be really interested in talking to you about participating in this program.
It seems like this would be real beneficial for folks that have lower incomes, because sometimes you've been able to get a house, you know, it's going along well, things happen, and you can't pay to fix some things, and then the, you know, your house goes downhill, and then that leads to bigger problems.
Yes, absolutely. This is a really critical grant for helping to support the maintenance of our housing stock in Douglas County. You know, in throughout Oregon, but in particular rural Oregon, there's a shortage of housing stock. So being able to stay up on those maintenance needs helps to keep more houses functional and more people able to remain housed. Absolutely.
All right, going to take a break. More when we come back on Inside Douglas County, the interview, a podcast after one at 541radio.com, 1247 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1250 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Tomorrow we talk to Carrie McQuiston, former Republican candidate for governor. She's got a book out, and we'll find out more about that. Erica Mills with us from NeighborWorks Umpqua, going through some of the things that they are involved in, along with helping homeowners. One of the areas you work in is foreclosure avoidance, and I'm sure that's been a big one coming out of the pandemic.
It has been, and we serving Douglas, Coos, and Curry with our foreclosure avoidance program have been one of the top performers in the state, and I think that's indicative of some of the challenges that rural Oregonians have uniquely experienced through the pandemic. But we do have a very high success rate in helping folks modify their loan and otherwise avoid foreclosure. There's several different options. I'd recommend that anybody that is thinking they may be at risk of foreclosure or currently involved in any foreclosure proceedings, give us a call at the office and we can help walk you through the different programs that we have available. There's several different options that could make a difference in helping you keep your home.
For younger people in particular, although not always, sometimes when you've never had a home, maybe you've lived in areas where buying one was really cost prohibitive, you get here, you realize there's a potential to do that. Usually you really need some kind of coaching and help about how to get ready for this. What can you do there?
Yeah, absolutely. We offer sort of a range there. We start with financial coaching, where we help walk families and participants through their spending habits, their budgets. We can help think through how you might be able to reduce expenses and even at times increase income. And that may be through access to additional benefits or maybe just coaching and trying to find a more higher wage job, I'll say. We found that to be a very successful program. In fact, it's probably one of our highest rated programs that the participants experience. Definitely a sense of control. They're finding benefits from the budgeting process and saving money over time. Once customers have gone through that program or when they feel like they're in a financially stable place, then we start talking about homeownership. And we go through homeownership counseling or homeownership education, where we teach how to shop for a mortgage, how to budget for a mortgage, what's involved in the process of home buying, how to find a real estate agent, and how all those different pieces work together. Home buying can be a very complicated process for somebody who hasn't been through it before. So we help hold hands as much as is needed and walk our customers through that process in real time sometimes.
one of the other programs you have, and the name kind of really fits, Dream Savers. Explain that one.
Yes. So Dream Savers is our IDA matched savings account. Right now, it's a 5-to-1 match. So for every $1 a participant saves, we match $5, which is a real huge impact when you're talking about something such as saving for a down payment. But we also have programs to save for buying a car, programs for a small business, dental work, and home repairs. And so that's been really exciting to see people get so much traction from just a few dollars saved. We're launching a new pilot program for an emergency savings, and this one is a little bit easier access. So you save smaller dollar amounts at a time, and you get you have a smaller goal. It's still a 5-to-1 match, but rather than the 3,000 goal that you might find with a typical match savings program, we're talking about $250. So it's a pretty significant impact for the participant still, but it's a much easier to enter. Now, in the past, people may remember that we would open up our applications around March or April, and it was always a mad scramble. Everybody would try to get their applications in by the deadline. We are not doing that anymore. We now have a rolling lottery system. So all you have to do is call the office or go to our website, nwumpqua.org, and fill out the lottery application. That'll get you into our lottery system, and you'll be there for a full year. So you won't have to keep reapplying for every draw. And once a quarter, we'll go through and select randomly participants that can enter into the next cycle of the IDA program. So this helps to spread it out through the year and open it up to more participants.
I imagine to qualify, there's some kind of income guidelines?
Yes, indeed. This one, again, is for low-income participants. And rather than explain how all of those tiers work, please do call our office or visit our website, and that will help you work through that to see if you are eligible for the program.
Now, as a nonprofit, you've got a board of directors. What kind of role do they have?
Yeah, we do have a board of directors, and we're really lucky right now to have a fantastic involved board that's really passionate about the work that we do. They attend monthly board meetings, keep up with what's happening in the organization, and then make policy decisions that impact what our next move is. So we talk about our financial position, we talk about what programs we're going to move to next, and we talk about things like what the next housing development project should be, and the board is always providing insight and useful information to help us decide how we're best going to serve our community moving forward. And we are actually right now looking for some new board members. We're in particular need of board members who are low income. So these are residents of Douglas County or Coos or Curry who meet the low income requirements. And once again, I'd recommend visiting our website or calling the office because it is complicated to sort that out. But we really want to hear the voice of the community that we're actually serving so that we can ensure that the work we do serves a need and is presented to our community in a way that feels good to, you know, to the community, that we are of the community, not and for the community, that we're not just acting upon them, that we are working together.
Now, real fast, last fall you had Blocktoberfest, huge hit. When is it going to be this year?
October 7th this year, and please keep an eye on our Facebook and Instagram pages for Blocktoberfest and NeighborWorks Umpqua. We'll be making a call for vendors quite soon.
All right, Erica Mills from NeighborWorks Umpqua, thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much.
1257 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Been listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN, a daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. It's presented by Concrete Builder Supply. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it around and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.